Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Calm Over Chaos. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like you're on a roller coaster of feelings with no brakes? Trust me, I get it. Life can be a wild ride, throwing curveballs left and right, and sometimes we just feel overwhelmed. But what if there was a way to navigate those emotional rapids with more grace, more awareness, and ultimately, more peace? That's exactly what we're diving into today. Developing emotional intelligence through self-reflection. Now, before you start thinking this is some touchy-feely, new-age mumbo-jumbo, hear me out. Emotional intelligence isn't about being a psychic or suppressing your feelings. It's about understanding your emotions, why they pop up when they do, and how to manage them effectively. Think of it like this. You wouldn't drive a car without checking the dashboard, right? You need to know what's going on under the hood to keep things running smoothly. Self-reflection is like that dashboard for your emotional well-being. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you become an emotional intelligence master. First up, recognize your emotions. Sounds obvious, right? But often we get caught up in the whirlwind and just react without truly acknowledging what we're feeling. Take a moment, pause, and ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? Is it anger, sadness, joy, fear? Be specific. Don't just say, I feel bad. Dig deeper. Are you disappointed, frustrated, anxious? The more precise you are, the better equipped you are to address those feelings. Next, understand your triggers. What situations or people tend to bring out certain emotions in you? Maybe it's a particular topic of conversation, a certain type of criticism, or even just being in a crowded space. Once you identify your triggers, you can start to develop strategies for managing them. You might choose to avoid those situations altogether, practice mindfulness techniques to stay calm when you encounter them, or communicate your needs more effectively. Now, learn to reframe negative thoughts. We all have those pesky inner voices that whisper negativity and self-doubt. But what if we could challenge those thoughts and turn them around? Instead of thinking, I can't handle this, try, this is challenging, but I'm capable of finding a solution. Instead of, I'm not good enough, say, I'm learning and growing every day. Remember, your thoughts shape your reality, so choose to focus on the positive and build yourself up. Develop empathy. Stepping into someone else's shoes can be incredibly powerful. Try to see things from their perspective, understand their motivations, and acknowledge their feelings. Even if you don't agree with them, empathy allows for deeper connections and more meaningful communication. Lastly, practice self-care. Emotional intelligence isn't a one-time fix, it's an ongoing journey. Make time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's meditation, exercise, spending time in nature, or simply taking a relaxing bath, prioritize your well-being. Let me tell you a story about a friend of mine, Sarah. She used to be super reactive, always jumping into situations without thinking things through. But after she started practicing self-reflection, she noticed patterns in her behavior. She realized that when she felt rushed or overwhelmed, she tended to get snappy with people. So, she started implementing some strategies, taking a few deep breaths before reacting, prioritizing tasks, and setting boundaries to avoid overcommitting herself. The result? Sarah became calmer, more patient, and her relationships flourished. See, it's not just about becoming some emotionally detached robot. It's about having the awareness, the tools, and the self-compassion to navigate life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. Remember, you are capable of incredible things, but emotional intelligence is the key to unlocking your full potential. So, what's one small step you can take today to start practicing self-reflection? Maybe it's journaling for 5 minutes, paying attention to your body sensations throughout the day, or simply taking a few moments each morning to set an intention for how you want to feel. Don't forget to share your insights and experiences with us on social media using #calmoverchaos. Let's build a community of support and growth together. Until next time, keep calm, embrace the chaos, and remember, you are stronger than you think.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.